Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyata D'Shemaya. We said two beautiful shiurim, the inyan of Kiddush Adayim V'Raklayim. And now we will proceed further, B'siyata D'Shemaya. In the Gemara it says that you're not allowed to be Makadesh from the Kan, from the base. The Mefarshim note that the Rambam omitted this din of not to be Makadesh Mikano. Why is that? In the Mishnah in Yuma, it says that Rabbi Huda holds that the Kohen Gadol was always Makadesh Adav Ragav Min HaKiton Shel Zav. Now, the whole discussion in the Yerushalmi that we discussed in the previous two Shiurim, from the fact that the Kior and the Kain are Ma'akev, was only according to the opinion of the Tanakhama. That we asked on the Tanakhama holds that the Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh on Yom Kippur B'Kiton Shel Zav. So according to him, we add the Yerushalmi discusses that the Kior and the Kain are Ma'akev because it's Dafka Yom Kippur Inyan to be Mekadesh M'Kiton Shel Zav. We want to understand, how is it possible on Yom Kippur to be Mekadesh M'Kiton Shel Zav if the Kior and the Kain are Ma'akev? And in that, the Yerushalmi answers that it's Dafka talking about Mekom and Ma'akev, the place, whatever that means. We saw two explanations in the last shiur. That's all according to the Tanakhama, that you should be using the Kior. So how are you using all the Kiton Shel Zav? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says B'chol Yom Mekadesh Me'akiton Shel Zav Lo Me'akior, he b'chlad doesn't agree with this b'raisa that the Kior and the Kain are Ma'akev. He doesn't accept it in the first place. There's no ikav at all. There's no mitzvah b'kior. He holds the chatchila every day a coin is Mekadesh B'Kiton Shel Zav, the Kohen Gadol. Now in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis, it says that we can learn that the Klei Chol are not Mekadesh Kal V'Chomer Mikano, because it says that Rabbi Yehuda says, I might think that the Kano is Mekadesh like the Kior is Mekadesh. Tamid Lomer V'Sisir Kior Nechoshes V'Kano Nechoshes Lo Nechoshes V'Chashti V'Lo Derech Acher. Meaning that we can learn that Klei Chol aren't Mekadesh Kal V'Chomer from the Kan. And then the Gemara says, how do you know that the base is not Mekadesh? Because Rabbi Yehuda learns a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yehuda learns a Limud from the Pasuk, excuse me. I might think that the Kan is Mekadesh just like the Kior. No. It says Vasisa Kior Nechoshes V'Kano Nechoshes. It's only Mukash, it's only equated the Kan to the Kior with regard to the Nechoshes aspect, but not for anything else. Meaning, you can't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from Kano. Now, L'chor L'shitas HaRambam, so therefore you learn Kano, you can't be Mekadesh, and therefore Klei Chol, certainly you can't be Mekadesh, because Klei Chol isn't Nimshach at all with the Kior. So if the Kan, which is Nimshach, you can't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, certainly the Klei Chol. Now, L'chor L'shitas HaRambam, there's a mitzvah L'chatchila L'kadesh Min HaKior Dafka Hayamakom Lomar, that the miut is only that the kano doesn't have Torah's kior, that you can be mekayim the mitzvah lechatchil lekadosh bo. But how do we know that it's mismayit legamrei mitorah's kiddush to be even less than klei sharis? Maybe the miut is just that it's not on the same level as the kior. But who says that it's excluded completely and you can't do kiddush adayim or glaim from it at all? Maybe it's on the same level as klei sharis. How do you know if it's excluded completely? So since this is all Midas Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda's Kal V'Chomer, and he doesn't hold it all there's a mile in the Kior, because he holds that every day the Kohen is Mekadesh B'Kiton Shel Zav. It's not Dafkan Inyan on Kippur Mishum Kvodah, but every day is Mekadesh B'Kiton Shel Zav Lo Me'a Kior. So Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it's Mismayit Lagamre. Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold bichlal that there's a mile in the kiyor. If you hold there's a mile in the kiyor, you can say that the miyut here is that it's not on the same level as the kiyor. But if you don't hold there's a mile in the kiyor at all, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, then if you have a miyut of the kano, then it means that it's mismayit legamre, it's completely excluded. But ledidon faruns for us that there's a mile lechatchil in the kiyor, we can say that the miyut is only mitaras kiyor. But it isn't mismayit legamre shein mekachin bo klal. And that you're not to mekadesh beklei chol, we learn the maskana from elsewhere, as you see in the Gemara. So now we understand why the Rambam omitted this din of not being mekadesh from the kano, because the Rambam holds you're allowed to be mekadesh mekano. It has the same din as shar klei sharis, and the whole miut is only a miut legabe the kior. That it's not as good as the kior, but you're still allowed to be mekadesh from the kan. It's merum is b'divrei Rambam. The Rambam writes a mitzvah b'kior. There's a special mitzvah in the kior, meaning not in the kano. But kano is the same status as other klei sharis, and you're allowed to be mekadesh mimenu. The Gemara on Chof Amud Beis says as follows. Para Aduma, that the Avodas were done. And Har Zeisim Mechutz L'Yerushalayim, Chari Yosef Omar, Mekadosh B'Kli Sharis B'Fnim. Mekadosh Adaragu L'Kli Sharis in the Azara. And then he does the goes out and does the avodas and Haraz Eisim. Rabbi Yechanan says no. Shakoyne Makadish Yadav Ragel Afilu Bachutz Mechutz Lazar Afilu B'Klei Chol Afilu Makedish Al Cheres. Even in this kli of kli mos, Rashi writes in Sota of earthenware. Ad kan mi divrei Gemara. The Rambam Hilchos Parah Aduma Perek Dalet Halachat Hesvav says Ve'echen Mekadosh B'Yodav Gabi B'Klei Sharis B'Fnim Mekidosh B'Chutz M'Klei Chol B'Filu Mekidosh Al Cheres Kosher Hov V'Chol Maaseh B'Chutz. So he says that it's cool if you do it with B'Di'evet L'Chatchila, you should do it B'Klei Sharis B'Fnim, but if you're Mekadosh B'Chutz and with a kli, even from a kli chol, and even makedish al cheres, you're also yotze. Hov v'chol maaseh b'chutz. The Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Afilu b'chutz, afilu b'keichol, b'chilin kedush al cheres." The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, even Rabbi Yechanan is moide to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef that lichatchila you should do it inside. But what's the hechreach? We like to find the hechreach. How do you know that he's moide? Maybe even holds that lichatchila you could do it outside b'keichol b'kedush al cheres. So what's the hechrech that he holds that lechatchila he agrees that you should do it inside? Because in the Braisa it says kol hakelim mekachim ben sheyesh ben revius ben shein ben revius. Rashi says that the chiddush is that even though there's not a shear hanitzrach nentilas yadayim, it's still beseder ayin betosfus. Now it would appear that there's another chiddush here, and that is that bekli shareis shel korbanos we don't find the kli was pachas merevius. But they didn't need such a kli. So now we have a problem. How's it possible in Mekadosh B'Kli Sharis Shupachas Merevius? Ve'echia zikli ze l'kli sharis. Kol ha'kelim iskachim b'malachtam. The only way to be Mekadosh a kli is to do the malacha like the Rambam Paskus in Nuchas Kli HaMikdash Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Bey. So we have to say that since you have to be Mekadosh Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Kli Sharis, if so, that's also included b'chlal malachtam. So if they're mali the kli l'tzorach Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, zeh malachto. Leo's kli shares by being mimali to be makadish yadayim v'raglayim. And even though it's not part of the avodas hakorbanos. So just being mimali the kli l'tzarech kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is enough. To be makadish the kli. And if so, we can say that's the chiddush. That you're makadish b'kli shares shein v'em revius. In other words, that's makadish, it adds a kli shares. How does it become a kli shares? By doing this ma'aseh, by filling it up, even if it's less than a revius, the way it becomes holy as a kli shares is that you fill it up in order to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And that's enough. Be makadish it as a kli shares. However, the maskana that it says that we're talking about kodeach misocho, so it emerges that the water was already sanctified by the kiyor. So what's going to make the kli into a kli shares? You can't say because it was Makadish the Mayim. Because the water was already Miskadish by the Kiyor. So we have to say that the Maisa HaKiddush Atzmo since it has to be done from a Kli Shares, that's what makes the kli into a kli shares. And it emerges then that the kli is miskadesh with the maisa kiddush yadayim v'raglayim ubayim kachas. As you're doing maisa kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the kli is miskadesh, and you're also doing kiddush yadayim v'raglayim if you have to be a kohen. And that was what was miskadesh b'kli shein bo revius shemakadshim bo, that it can even be holy by being miskadesh with it. That's how it becomes holy. It's meduyik b'divrei Rambam. He writes on Loch Yud, v'im kidesh me'echad mikle ha'shareis ha'reiz ha'kosher. Loch Yud Aleph, he writes, v'chol kle ha'hekdesh mekachim bo, b'en sheyesh b'em revius, b'en sheyin b'em revius. So he changes his lashon. Loch Yud, he writes, kli shareis. Loch Yud Aleph, kli hekdesh. And the answer is that since in Halacha Yud Aleph he's talking even about a kli that's pachas mervius, if so it's not a kli sharis yet. Belongs to Hekdesh, but it's not a kli sharis. So the Kiddush makes it into a kli sharis. But it's not a kli shares yet. So therefore the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, when he's talking about when it has less than a revius, doesn't call it a kli shares. What makes it into a proper kli shares is the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And therefore he calls it a kli hekdesh, that the kiddush makes it into a kli shares. V'chol kli hekdesh mekachim bo ben sheish bo revius ben sheim revius. So this kli belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not yet a kli sharis. When does it become a kli sharis? Only when you do the ma'aseh of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Then it becomes a kli sharis. So now, yesh ladun b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim shel parah. That only lechatchila we require a kli sharis. As the Rambam paskin. Do we say that it becomes a klisharis b'malachta, or no? Even though you did the malacha, it's not considered at all a klisharis, because b'diyevet it's kasher miklechol. So we can prove from the Rambam. Hilchos Maaseh Karbonos Perek Dat Halacha Zayin Kol Hasvachah Ein Shochet Mosim Lechatchila Ela B'Sakim Miklisharis. Im Shachet B'Chol Dover Sheshochet Mo Achul Then Afilu B'Kurim Mishal Kana Kol Ksherim. That all the zvachim, you're not allowed to shechtem lechila from a knife of klisharis. And if you shecht from anything else that you shecht chulim with, afilu kurim shel kone, even this reed, sharp reed, it's kosher. So we have to understand. How does the sakin shel shechita become a klisharis? You need to be mekadesh b'malachta. So it must be that b'shechita atzma, the sakin becomes a klisharis. If so, it's muchach. That even if only lechatchila you need to do with the klisharis, that's enough to be mekadesh b'malachta. So you have here that this knife, you don't have to use a knife, but if you do use a knife, then it becomes a klisharis by this maisa of shechita. So we had asked, when you do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim and only lechatchila you require a klisharis, do there we also say that it becomes a klisharis b'malachta? Or no? But since it's only lechatchila, it's not the chashuv at all, because b'diyevet it's kasher miklechol. And we see from here that even if only lechatchila you need to use this kli, that also makes it into a klisharis. And we don't say that since b'diyevet you don't need to be a klisharis, it's not miskadish b'malachta. No. Even the very fact that lechatchila needs to be done with the klisharis, that's enough for us. So we could say the same thing about paraduma. According to the Rambam, the lechatchila you require a klisharis. And that's enough to be miskadish the kli. So when you use this kli for the paraduma, even though lechatchila, it's only lechatchila you need to use this kli sharis, so that's enough to make it into a kli sharis, and it doesn't remain a kli shel chol. So we could say the same thing applies to a paraduma. Just like we said by a kli, by the sakin. The sakin only needs a chatchila, but that's enough to make it into a kli sharis. Sakin mi kli sharis. So just shechting it with the knife, that's enough, even though it's only required the chatchila. It doesn't remain a kli shel chol. So to buy paraduma. Since the chatchila need a kli sharis, that's enough to be mekadesh it. And with this we understand very well what Rabbi Yochanan says. Afilu b'kli chulin, afilu b'kiddush al cheres. In other words, he's saying a chiddush. Even a makiddush al cheres, that's not roi klal kli sharis. And it can't be miskadish b'malach, though it's also fine. But that's all. If he's modeh, the lechatchila you need a klisharis. But if you wouldn't need at all a klisharis, afilu lechatchila, what's the chiddush of makedush al cheres? Why should makedush al cheres be any less? Any kli chol is fine. The answer is makidush acheres isn't right to be miskadish. It's a chiddush, even though it's not right to be miskadish, and it's going to remain a kli shel chol. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use it. So it must be that lechatchila, it should be a kli sharis. And here, it's not going to be a kli sharis. It's not going to be miskadish b'melachto. Nevertheless, it's fine. So that's the echreach that Rabbi Yehuda's model, the divrei kodmo, lechatchila, you need plim, you need klisharis. Because you see here that he says, even makedish acharis, which isn't going to become a klisharis, it's still fine. And that's the rabusa. Because normally, lechatchila, you do need a klisharis. And when you're going to use it, it's going to be miskadish b'melachto, and the kli is going to be miskadish b'melachto. If it's a kli shalchol, it's going to be miskadish b'melachto. But even if it's not going to be miskadish b'melachto, that's a chiddush. Even if it's not going to be miskadish b'melachto, it's fine. But that must mean that ideally you should use a kli that's a kli shalchol. So that would be the hechreach that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. And similar to what we said here, it's also in the Sefer Minchas Avram in Chelek Beis. And we should be zochet lilmodu lelamid lishmar v'las l'kaimus kol derei samot rasi v'yahava amein v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and husband, beloved friend.